the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast, explaining the news coming out of the complex worlds of finance, economics, and politics, and the impact it will have on everyday Americans. Author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, and trader, Chris Markowski.
As my longtime listeners know, I have a bit of an affinity for sub-referencing pop culture, movies, television shows, books, you name it. And in particular, obviously, many of them with business lessons, whether it be from South Park, whether it be from Oliver Stone on Wall Street, Boiler Room, Wolf on Wall. I mean, there's a lot you can learn, what's real, what's not real. And I got a lot of questions this past week about my thoughts on the television show Succession, which just ended. And yes, I did watch the entire series. And I don't know if I found it entertaining. I kind of found it fascinating and entertaining at the same time. And there was a lot of real baked into that show. And there was a lot of not so real as well. My thoughts, again, I'm going to start off with the not so real. The characters in this show, again, this is a huge corporation media empire. The amount of truly incompetent people that ended up getting to positions of power and how, guys, it's no. Again, it was for effect. It was a television show. Okay. Many of these people wouldn't have been around more than, 5 to 10 minutes in a successful business. You're gone. But again, I guess that would probably be one of the biggest sticking points that I had in regards to the program and drama series. Writers have got to do what writers have got to do. Anyway, so again, the story about three kids battling, fighting to see who's going to take over dad's empire that dad built from the ground floor up. And if you're not familiar with the program, I was supposed to model it after a conservative network like Rupert Murdoch's. Yeah, again, I get it. I understand what the writers were trying to do. There are some realities to this, because again, people who watch the show, they're going to understand. You're going to see how depraved these kids are. And, these are kids that were given everything, have every advantage in life, and then some. Again, it's one of those television shows, they call it billionaire porn. It's just the type of wealth that is flaunted on this. Most people can't even, it's hard to comprehend. It's hard to understand. But these kids, and again, we could see this throughout my career, with families that have, not even empires the size of this one on the television show. The issues that families have when you overdo it, when spoiling your kids. We all do it, okay? We all do it. It's as old as time, okay? Spoiling the kids. I pop it on mine from The Godfather when, basically upset that Sonny, interrupts him in a conversation when should have kept his mouth shut. And, I love my kids. As you see, I spoil them and they speak when they should have listened. That was, the line that he gave. But anyway, we all do it. Okay. But when it comes to the ultra wealthy, and if it's, not done correctly, and if it's not, kids are not put in check, it's not going to lead to a very happy life for these kids. And again, I can witness this. One of the underlying belief systems that we have here is that you want to be happy in life. You want to be successful. You want to have a fruitful life. You have to overcome obstacles and achieve goals. If you have everything handed to you and you don't have those challenges, you're going to end up, you're going to have low self-esteem. You have self-esteem issues, self-worth issues. It's just the reality. A lot of times you're going to end up with, you're going to compensate for that by being nasty and hurtful to others. So again, that's something that many family businesses have to go through. And I'll give my family business, for example. It's a building I built from the ground floor up with my brothers. And I handed it over to my kids. No damn way. No way in hell. And again, it's okay. They you know, I kind of talk to them about it, explain to them what I went through, the hours that I put in. They see the work that I put in, but they need to go out and experience that on their own to some degree. And I've already made it perfectly clear. I mean, you're not graduating from college and coming to work for me. I mean, you got to go out in the real world. You got to see what life is like. You got to have a boss outside of dad for a period of time. Then you pick up skills, you learn things, you want to bring value to Markowski Investments, the family company. Then come talk to me and I will consider you just like I would consider anybody else that I would be bringing on there. And I'm doing the kids a solid by doing this, handing them the reins. They're not going to appreciate it. You know how many second generation businesses I see fail over the years. I've seen fail when parents make a mistake. And I've advised counselors, don't do it. Okay. Kid's not ready, needs more time. But again, it's almost like they feel guilty and then they run it into the ground. Again, if you take a look at the statistics, how often it happens. Another side takeaway from succession goes along with, again, my belief system at Markowski Investments. I like having a private company, non-publicly traded company, because we do whatever the hell we want. We fire whoever we want as a client if we don't like you. I don't have to participate in any woke ESG crap, nor do I have to take on clients that I can't stand, that I loathe, because I need to appease shareholders. The only shareholders I need to appease are my brother Michael, my brother Matthew, and myself. That's it. So if I get some of these super rich people, and we do have super rich people, but they're wonderful. I'm not dealing with a-holes. I don't have to. Life is too short. I don't care how big your account is. It's not worth it. And I've shared the story before. I don't know about on the podcast, but most certainly on the radio show. You know, being out to dinner with a client, I was a prospect at the time. I can't remember exactly. Very, very wealthy. Very well to do. But an utter a-hole. Treats, again, judge people very quickly and how they treat the wait staff and the people that are waiting on them. Nasty to the waitress. I mean, I used to do that in my mind. I'm thinking to myself, look at how this person, I don't want to deal with this person. It's going to be nothing but a headache. It's not worth it. Goodbye. And again, I kind of like our business model. I kind of love our business model and the fact that we help everybody. Hey, everybody, I'm not going out on weekends and trolling country clubs and golf courses looking for super rich people and kissing their ass. Because, again, we'll never kiss your ass. It's not what we do. But we'll manage your money better than anybody else will. But we ain't kissing your ass. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.